LPA Awareness Day, interview with expert Dr. Pablo Corral. This Sunday, the 24th of March, is LPA Awareness Day. LPA, sometimes called lipoprotein little a, or spoken of as LP little a, is made up of protein and fat. This genetic predisposition to elevated levels of LPA in the blood can cause arterial blockages and heart disease. On the occasion of LPA Day, Dr. Pablo Corral accepted to share his expertise with us. Dr. Pablo Corral is the past president of the Argentine Lipid Society. He is an internal medicine physician and lipidologist. He is also a pharmacology professor at Faster University School of Medicine in Argentina. Listen to our interview with expert Dr. Pablo Corral. What is LPA?
LPA is an atherogenic lipoprotein, a modified LDL particle with an attached protein called APOA, which imparts pro-atherogenic, pro-thrombotic, and pro-inflammatory properties. It is associated with cardiovascular and ischemic cerebrovascular events, as well as aortic valve stenosis.
How common is elevated LPA?
It is known that 20% to 25% of the population suffers from elevated LPA. Its value is genetically determined in 95% of cases, and the only way to know if someone has elevated LPA is by conducting a simple blood test.
How does elevated LPA impact patients?
As it is primarily a genetic lipid disorder, it is important for everyone to undergo LPA testing at least once in their lifetime. While diet and exercise have a limited impact on LPA levels, they are crucial for reducing cardiovascular risk.
As an expert on the topic, could you share with us any professional challenge or achievement that marked your career?
Our group in Argentina has been studying and conducting research on LPA for almost 10 years. We have presented our results at various scientific meetings, published in scientific journals, and through our Argentine Society of Lipids, issued a position paper on various aspects of LPA, ranging from diagnosis to present and future treatment. In 2018, we were recognized by the Argentine Society of Cardiology for having the best research study of the year, specifically on LPA, receiving the award during their annual Congress.
For LPA Awareness Day, what is the call to action for healthcare professionals?
The primary recommendation would be to measure and request LPA determination for patients. It is necessary to know the values of our patients at least once in their lifetime and raise awareness of this cardiovascular risk factor, which has high prevalence.
What should policymakers be aware of to make a real difference?
The cost of the LPA test is minimal and should be covered by all healthcare systems, encouraging and supporting physicians and scientific societies in creating awareness about the risk associated with elevated LPA levels.
For LPA Awareness Day, what would be your message to patients?
The message for patients is to know their LPA values. If their doctor does not request it, patients should discuss it with them and be aware that science has made significant progress in recent years in understanding this risk factor. New drugs to control LPA are expected to be developed in the coming years.
Would you like to add anything?
Just know your LPA level at least once in a lifetime.
Visit our cholesterol webpage to learn more.